Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Not the View. I'm your host, Jeremy, and decided to go a different route with the radio shows on Thursday nights and keep it to about an hour. And we're going to mix up the time slot a little bit. Could be from 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9 Central Time. Oh, I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. Basically, what I'm going to do is get on here Thursday nights to talk about headline news and current events and, you know, the controversial stuff. And today's controversy is, we got a lot going on in our government right now. You have the Biden crime family that every time new evidence comes out about them, the very next day, they hand Trump more indictments. And, you know, this recent indictment that they handed down to Trump, basically it's an attack on our First Amendment, because if they're going to go after him, they're going to go after the rest of us. There was a guy that made a meme back in the 2016 election, and they're charging Trump with the same 1800s law that they charged that guy with. And the meme was about Hillary Clinton, that if you wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton, that you could text this phone number, which it was just a meme. It was supposed to be funny and a joke. Well, they found this guy guilty of that, I think it was 1878 law or whatever. I don't remember the exact date that law went into effect, but this guy is still waiting to be sentenced, and he faces up to 10 years in prison. They're doing the same thing to Trump, and I don't care if you like Trump or if you don't like Trump. Doesn't matter to me. I really don't care. But the fact of the matter is that we have a tyrannical government that weaponized the DOJ to go after their political opponent. And again, whether you like Trump or not, this should concern all of you. So what that means is when somebody gets in office that you don't like, and you say something negative about them, or they deem whatever you said not to be true, they can charge you under this 1800s law. The guy that made the meme basically said that, you know, it was targeting black people and it hurt, Hillary Clinton's chances in the 2016 election. So one of the aspects of this, the charges that they got going against Trump right now, is his claims of a stolen 2020 election. And they're saying, because that hasn't been proven, that it's a lie, and that basically they're going to come after your First Amendment. They're, in case you didn't notice, like in the beginning of the pandemic, Facebook, Twitter, before Elon Musk took it over, anything that you would talk negative about, anything involving the FDA, the CDC, the federal government, any of their regulations or whatever rules that they put in play, and you talk bad about that, they deemed you spreading misinformation or disinformation. So basically that's what they're going to do after Trump now. And basically what you're seeing is a tyrannical federal government who have judges in their pockets, prosecutors obviously in their pockets, and they're basically a bunch of monkeys throwing shit at the wall, and they're just hoping one of the pieces of shit stick so they can prevent Donald J. Trump from running in 2024. That is the bottom line. They despise this man so much because he was in their club, but he wasn't in their club, if that makes any sense to you. So he was doing things that the establishment really didn't want him to be doing. It was ruining, you know, their plans to control all of us. And if you think that's a farce, I'll send you in a lot of different directions on different nights in this show. I'm not going to get into a lot of that tonight because I want to stay focused on what this all means with Trump. And, you know, this Devin Archer goes in. This is kind of it all kind of relates here in a little bit. But Devin Archer goes in, and what's the DOJ do? They offer him immunity, lifetime immunity, for testifying against the Bidens. And mainstream media, and even a senator out of New York, stated that Devin Archer's testimony basically made Joe Biden look innocent. And that could be further from the truth. Joe Biden met at least 20 different times with Biden or Hunter Biden's business associates that Devin Archer knew about. Now, how many times did he meet that Devin Archer didn't know that he was meeting his business partners? And the media spun it like, oh, they talked about the weather. That's what I hate about this mainstream media. They lie through their teeth. They don't tell you the truth, and they protect the establishment politicians at all costs, because the establishment politicians are the only ones that can be bought, and they know that about Trump. Trump can't be bought. So they're going to do anything in their power. This isn't just politicians that are going to try to stop you. This is the elite of the world. You know, the Bill Gateses and the Klaus Schwabs and George Soroses, these scumbags that have this big Dr. Evil plan of controlling every aspect of every one of our lives. And Trump put a stop to that for 4 years. And now you see why they're coming after him so hard, because it took them 4 years to fast forward their plans so they didn't miss their Agenda 2030 plans. Well, Trump's been a big thorn in their side. Now, it may sound like I'm 100% pro-Trump. Do I think Trump is a perfect human being? No. No, I don't. But his policies helped America. And yet you look at our open borders. You look at our war situation in the Middle East. What's Biden do? He jumps in, pulls out of Afghanistan, leaves billions of dollars worth of equipment and troops, and ends up getting 13 troops killed, and can't even say, you know what, I made a mistake. That's what I can't stand about that guy. He's a scumbag career politician that has sold his country out to the highest bidder, just like Hillary Clinton, just like Barack Obama, just like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney with Halliburton and the Middle East Iraq war. They knew they didn't have no weapons of mass destruction there. They went in because it was a moneymaker for Halliburton, and Halliburton got all the federal contracts, and guess who got a little bit of pocket in their money? George W. Bush, and I'm sure the whole Bush family. So this isn't like a new thing with Bill Clinton, or if I'm not sorry, not Bill Clinton, not Bill, Joe Biden. I mean, Bill and Hillary Clinton are corrupt too, but this stuff has been going on with these politicians for many, many years. They give you the illusion that you have a choice when you go in and vote, when in actuality, you're voting for the same establishment politician. They just either have an R or a D in front of their name. And this isn't just happening on a federal level. It's happening on state levels. It's happening all over. I'm involved with state politics here in the state of Minnesota, and I can assure you that between gerrymandering and coming up with these cockamamie bullshit rules and regulations that you have to have, you know, a certain amount of people that support you in order to even be put on the ballot. Well, how the hell are people even supposed to know who you are if you're not allowed to get out and be a part of the election process? That's how this corruption and these scumbags operate. So back to this Devin Archer. You know, there was this, a Washington Post piece that was posted, and I can't remember what year it was. They all lie. I'm just sorry. But, you know, they claim that the Bidens are on the up and up, and it that could be the furthest from the truth. These guys, these career politicians, like I said, they are the worst of the worst, the corrupt of the corrupt. If our forefathers were alive today, this is the exact government that they went to war with. The best part about this, Al Sharpton makes it today. Al Sharpton says, can you imagine if James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government? Now, either they're that that stupid or they think you're that stupid to even say something like that. What the hell do they – I just – it blows my mind when these morons try to remain relevant and they just end up making themselves just look so foolish. But in their defense, as far as being foolishness or foolish, how many people in this country still have no idea what's going on? They don't understand this Trump indictment thing. All they can do is reiterate mainstream media talking points. You know, put him in jail, and I hope the orange man has to wear an orange jumpsuit for the rest of his life. For what? Breaking your First Amendment right? But you wait until the shoe's on the other foot. They're going to say, well, how the hell did we get here? This is it right here, ladies and gentlemen. So back to Al Sharpton real quick. Commenting on Trump's appearance in court. And Trump was arraigned today in a courthouse in D.C. And by the way, before I get on with this story about goofball here, they're doing this purposely in D.C. because the courts are corrupt. The judge is an Obama-appointed judge. It's probably the most liberal city in America. So for them to say, oh, you're going to get a jury by your peers is absolutely asinine because 9 out of your 10 jurors are going to be people that voted against Trump, even though they didn't really like Biden. They just hated Trump. And they're going to vote Democrat no matter what. That's not a jury of your peers, ladies and gentlemen. That's your enemy stacking the jury and the court against you. So are some of these charges going to stick? I think they are. I don't think all of them are. I think they'll make, you know, the lesser ones maybe stick or one of them in the middle, because there's some of them that are just, I looked at his arraignment, and it's just, it's one thing after the next. I mean, what's next? Because he ate too many Big Macs or McDonald's? You know, I remember newscasts when Trump was in office, and they were bitching about how many Diet Cokes a guy drank during the week, and, you know, we're worried about his health, and they're never worried about his health. They had one divisive story after another to spread to the American people, to keep us divided, and to keep people hating Donald Trump. And people bought a hook, line, and sinker. I was one of them. I'll be honest, in the beginning, I was an idiot. I was a brainwashed fool, but I woke up from that sleep. And so Al Sharpton comes out and says this, but when he did, I guess Twitter just lit him up. They called him every name in the book. Al Sharpton, if you don't know, he's one of MSNBC's, you know, finest, weighed in on Trump's arraignment, and he goes, one day our children's children will read American history, and can you imagine reading that James Madison or Thomas Jefferson tried to overthrow the government so they would stay in power, Al Sharpton said. That's what he literally said. What do you think Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and our forefathers did? They overthrew the government to stay in power. Not to stay in power, to retain power back to the people. Well, if you look in the back in the history of all that, too, there's a lot more than what meets the eye there, too. But that was the basic premise that we've been taught our whole lives, right? And what a horrible example for him to try to make Trump look bad, because it actually empowers Trump, because if you get half a brain, you realize that, well, wait a minute, isn't that why your forefathers, like, overthrew the government? Because they were sick of the tyrannical behavior out of the government, the excessive taxes, and it's the same thing today, ladies and gentlemen. You're taxed to death. You go buy a soda at the convenience store, you get taxed on it. You go buy a car, you get taxed on it. You sell the car, the next owner has to pay tax on that you already pay. I mean, everything is tax. And then they want to tell you, well, we need more money. Where's all of our tax money going now? Oh, I'm sorry, that's right, $20 billion to Pakistan for gender studies. Let's not forget the Ukraine. Let's just keep on pumping money we don't have over there. Meanwhile, your homeless vets, people with mental issues, there's children that can't eat a meal every day. I mean, our country is in shambles. You go to any big metropolitan areas, it's like going from the countryside of Minnesota to the middle where people are getting murdered every day. There's people scared to walk down the street, and you're sending all of our tax dollars. Your hardworking tax dollars. We're going to give them to somebody else. What happened with the America First? What was wrong with America First? I thought America First was an excellent plan. We had a very secure border. And I can say this over and over again until maybe people would realize it. Because I keep an eye on social media, and I watch what people say in their comments, and they're all like, Trump was the worst president ever. What? I'm pretty sure I enjoyed $1.75 a gallon gas and low inflation and no new wars in the Middle East and beyond. Hell, Russia was in check. China was in check. The farmers were getting helped, contrary to what the media says. If you look at North Korea, they stopped firing off test missiles. And now you got China threatening Taiwan. Russia's already in Ukraine. What's it going to take for people to wake up and realize, was Trump the bad guy here? But they won't, because they'll go right back to their mainstream media that will tell them a different story. They don't tell them the truth. I seen a video today that, and I can't remember, I think it was from CNN. I don't remember exactly where it came from. But they cut up a video of when Trump was in D.C. on the 26th, and they're going to use this in his prosecution. And it said, we're all going to go to the Capitol and we're going to fight, you know, I can't remember the exact wording, but that's not what he said. He said, we're all going to peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol and get our voices heard. He said the fight part toward the end of his speech, they chopped up his speech to make it look that's like what he said rather than what he really said, to make him look guilty in the public eye. That's what these dirtbags in media do. These dirtbags in the DOJ, FBI, the CIA, all these dirtbags, these establishment government types that they have the media under their belt 1,000 times. They're like, you, if you don't pay attention closely, you can miss it. And if you don't research everything that they put out there as a video, because when you see a video on social media, this is where I was brainwashed before Trump, okay, or as Trump was first starting as president. I'd see these headline posts, on headline media, and I'd read every one of them from every different source I could find. And I watched the videos, and I thought, wow, that guy's a real asshole. And then when I watched the whole video, and it happened to pop up in one of my feeds one night after I'd just gotten done watching a cut video, and the whole video popped up, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I just watched a different video that this is not the same guy. So I rewatched both of them. I'm like, and I know a lot of people knew this way before I did, but it was a light bulb went off in my head. And I'm like, holy shit, if they're going to lie about this, what else are they lying about? That's when I got into research extensively, and the things I started finding, and the truth, the hidden truth, and the lies that blew my mind. It's been a very long time of almost complete isolation, staying away from people, not listening to any social media influence, and just doing my own research and finding the truth on my own. And once I did, I became a supporter of Trump and his policies. Now, are there things out there that make Trump not look good? There sure are. But there's a lot more out there that you're not being told that make Trump look like a pretty good guy. He's very charitable, and he helps a lot of different charities and people. I mean, hell, when he was president, he was donating his salary to different, you know, like the veterans, the VA, the Veterans Affairs, and different organizations. He was donating his $450,000 a year salary to that. Now, I heard somebody the other day say, well, you know, Trump was he was a traitor to this country. And I asked him, I said, well, why do you say that? How? Because he was. And then they blocked me. It's like about the truth. And I always ask everybody, I said, okay, so the Biden family, been in politics for, what, 51, 52 years, whatever it's been, Joe Biden, he's got a lot of experience with foreign affairs and which countries will sell out to the highest bidder. And you don't stay in politics, never have a full-time job, a regular blue-collar job, and then think you're going to sit there and claim that you're a blue-collar worker supporter, because you're not. You're a career politician, a dirtbag career politician. Now, you look at how much the Clintons' wealth grew after they were Bill was president. How much did Obama's wealth grow after he was president? Look at Nancy Pelosi's wealth. Even though she's never been a president, she was Speaker of the House. You look at all these career politicians, Mitch McConnell and his wife. It's not limited to one side, Republican or Democrat, or the other. This is, it's like George Carlin said, this is one big club and you're not in it. And they are right now, in my opinion, what you're seeing is them protecting their club at all costs. And they don't give two shits who they hurt in that process. And I do believe that to be the truth. I've done enough research on my own of some of the shady business dealings of the Clintons and Obamas and even the Bush. You know, the Bushes got out of the gas and oil. Then you look at what stocks they own. I mean, they're buying and selling stocks according to what policies they're going to be putting in place within a month or two. I mean, it's insider trading at its finest, and nothing is being done about it. Because the establishment has created a system that will only benefit the rich and the powerful and give you guys like me and you the illusion that we have choice and that they're looking out for our best interests. And I think it's pretty plain to see, if you don't live under a rock, that these people don't care about people like me and you. You just toe the line and you won't have any problems. We'll allow you to live peacefully for the most part. It's really nice to see right now, I see a lot of the black population standing up, and I see different guys, men and women out, journalists asking them, Trump or Biden, and these African-American folks, they're all saying, fuck Biden, man. Trump was the only one that helped us out. And it's kind of nice to see that the black population they're all waking up to what is going on too. And, you know, the conservative talking points, the Republican talking points were always like, who started the KKK and who started this and who fought for, you know, slavery and who wanted to keep slavery? Yes, it was the Democratic Party, keep slavery. The Democrats did. They did create the KKK. Hell, look at David Duke. He was a grand wizard. He ran for office. I don't remember what state, North Carolina or something on those lines. But the Democratic Party, there was an era there with JFK, RFK, Robert F. Kennedy. And now you're seeing that Democratic Party with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., some of their ideology was meant, were they, I do believe that they had some pretty good ideas. I can only give you those three as an example of any Democrats that I actually really thought were maybe decent people. And I'm sure you can dig up stories on all three of them and find out that they were dirtbags too. And I don't believe in any politician anymore either. It's for me, it's God. And, I'm not a politician. I don't care. But you see the Democratic Party going back kind of to their old ways, where they're trying to get the black vote by, you know, saying we're going to do this for you, do that for you, and then when they get in office, they don't do it. They absolutely don't do anything for them. And it's sad to watch that. And it was sad to watch the last time. You know, Obama was one of the biggest ones on that. And the media just catapulted that. You're gonna elect the first black president of the United States. Oh, this is so great, and see how united we are, and blah, 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 blah. It turns out a lot of his policies that he put in place, Obama's, helped what you're seeing today. One of them was called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. The Smith-Mundt Act was put into place in the right after World War II in Germany, in the early 40s, mid-40s, and that was put in place so we would never see what happened in Germany happen all over again involving media, state-ran propaganda through media sources. And under Obama, they snuck into the Defense Act this bill called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, which essentially makes it legal for the state-run propaganda to be run through our media sources again. And when you tell people that, their response is, well, that was one of the most bipartisan acts that was ever passed in our legislation. It was because it was called the Defense Act. But if they would have voted alone on that Smith-Mundt Modernization Act bill, that would have flew in a million years. So don't let these politicians make you think that everything that they're doing for you is great because it was so bipartisan. Bipartisan. Like it was both sides that was voting for this, but you had both sides sticking in ridiculous and heinous bills that nobody read, nobody knew about. In the dirty politics I see today in D.C., where when Trump was in office, remember they come with the 7,600 page budget or whatever the hell it was. I don't remember what bill that was, but 7,600 pages, like, what, 8 hours or 12 hours before they had to vote? Like, this is what they're doing, and both sides are doing it. So I'm not going to say, because that side, it happened to be the Democrats doing that to the Republican because Trump. But this is what they're doing in Washington, D.C., but yet people, they vote name recognition. I got to vote for that guy. They don't stop and look at what these people have done, what they are doing, and who they're involved with. It's not very hard to figure out once you start paying attention to every aspect of it. But trust me, it takes a lot of time to pay attention. And listen, am I right 100% of the time? No. I'm a human being. There's absolutely no way I could be right 100% of the time unless this was my living and I was getting paid to pay attention. So I think this is going to drag on. All the way up until 2024 elections. And what they're hoping this is going to do is basically get people to say, well, I don't want to vote for Trump if he's going to be in prison or go to prison. But I can assure you a lot of his diehard supporters, they would vote for him if he was in prison. That's how much they loved his policies and loved who Donald Trump was. And this is what a corrupt government does to its political opponents to try and sway people's opinion. It's all about public opinion. They know damn well Joe Biden is in no shape to run for president again. They won't even let him debate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They won't let him debate anybody because he can't debate. The guy he's basically a walking vegetable, basically. So the Democrat Party right now, and the Republican Party does it too, but don't get me wrong, but right now the Democrat Party is doing this, in my opinion, so they can sway public opinion. And they're trying to block any Hunter Biden story that's coming out by trying to discredit it. Well, that was debunked. That's their go-to word. That was debunked. So whenever you talk, you see somebody that obviously votes for a Democrat or liberal on social media, their talking point 9 times out of 10 was or is that was debunked or that's misinformation or disinformation. I was talking to a friend today, and he said, when the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, when he had that symposium in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, he had a friend or an aunt or something that was able to go and see that and see some of the stuff that was shown. And there was a, he forgot what nationality he was, the Chinese guy or something on those lines that got caught for hacking and then ended up going and working for the government. Surprise, surprise. And now he's, I think, out on his own. But he said, you do realize, like, when you're seeing people comment under news stories and, you know, on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever app you use, he said a good majority of them are foreign bots from bot farms, Russian bots, Chinese bots, people that hate us, basically, that want to sway the elections one way or the other also. So they make it look like, because he hacked into these accounts right when she was sitting there, these social media accounts, to prove to them who they were bot farms. So they're programmed to pick up keywords and to try to talk shit about, like, say somebody says Donald Trump. These bot farms will come at them and say everything negative about Donald Trump. So it makes people think that, oh, yeah, wow, people really don't like Donald Trump. They hate him. Look at all the comments. Turns out that 80-90% of those comments are not even people, not even real people. And if you get out in the real world, I guarantee you there's a hell of a lot more people out here that like Trump than don't like Trump. Unless you get into metropolitan areas, then, you know, it depends on what liberal stronghold you're in. But it's not as divided as we thought it is or think it is. So I want people to understand that. But here's the best part about Trump being indicted, if there's any gold lining in all of this, right? So he's getting indicted because, partially because he said, you know, that the 2020 election was stolen. Well, guess what power this brings to him? He now has subpoena power to prove with witnesses that the 2020 election may have been stolen, in fact, because they're accusing him of basically being a lie that the government says is a lie. You got to speak what the government says is the truth, says every Nazi. So anyway, now his attorneys have pointed that out, right? I mean, they come out and said, we will be subpoenaing or using our subpoena power as it affects this litigation. So they're accusing him of falsehoods as far as election being stolen. Well, I don't know if you guys all watch this, but I sure watched the Fulton County, Georgia shut down voting late at night, and as soon as they had all the voting workers moved out of their poll workers moved out and all the media moved out, suddenly there's two people or three people in there pulling boxes out from underneath tables and running ballots multiple times. I've seen the footage. And people are like, well, that never held up in court. No, they couldn't get any judge that has a little integrity to look at any of it for whatever reason or another. Wasn't because there wasn't proof or evidence. It's because this system is corrupt. And not to mention a lot of these judges or DAs or whoever, they do get threatened by whether it's our federal government or whether it's by the mob. The cartels. There's things that go on and behind the scenes that people just don't understand. They think, well, that can't happen. Oh, no. It's all the way down to your local police departments, your sheriff's departments. Are there good police out there? Absolutely. Are there good sheriff departments out there? Absolutely. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but there's actually good politicians that really do want to make a difference. I don't know how many. I think it's very few, but there are some. And I can't name them, but I do believe there are some with integrity left. And I could be dead wrong on that. But you see the big battle, like when Merrick Garland was nominated, well, they wanted to nominate him for SCOTUS, Supreme Court Justice. And thank God Republicans had enough power to get that shut down, because now you see what Merrick Garland has done with the DOJ. And whenever he's asked a simple question, he sits back with those beady little eyes like an Anthony Fauci wannabe and doesn't answer the questions, and just they talk in circles, kind of like Secretary Mayorkas. You imagine this guy, Merrick Garland, as a Supreme Court justice? You think that things are bad now, they'd be bad for all of us, because if you were a conservative or anybody that went against the official truth of what the government says it is, they'd be passing shit through the Supreme Court right now, left and right. I used to think, well, what's the point of having a Supreme Court if you got, you know, five justices that are conservative and four that are liberal or Democrat? Well, how's that fair? Well, you have to have a tiebreaker. And then when you hear, like, the Biden administration talking about we got to stack the courts, and AOC will come out and numerous other Democrat politicians, well, we got to stack the courts. No. Whenever you stack the courts means that you're not getting your way and you are about to do something unconstitutional. And if you haven't paid attention, there's not a lot of politicians today that really give two shits about our Constitution. I mean, might as well throw it to the shredder. The integrity is gone in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. It's gone at most of your state houses. I mean, you get the state of Minnesota. Some of the shit that they're passing through now, it baffles me that people in Minnesota can't wake up to what is happening, even though a good majority of them have. But we know we're all screwed if you don't live in Minneapolis, St. Paul metro area or the Rochester, Minnesota area. Basically, and Moorhead, Minnesota, surprise, surprise, Minnesota State University colleges, you know, are big liberal strongholds. And when you have 18-year-old kids that grew up with parents that are liberals or whatever they are and pushing their ideology down their necks, how do you, they've been indoctrinated their whole lives by parents that were themselves indoctrinated by parents that they themselves were indoctrinated by. So how the hell do you break this? How do you break this cycle? How do you break the chains? I don't know. I don't know that answer. It saddens me to watch this country fall to the point it has because of dirty media and dirty politicians. And these lowlifes trying to, you know, like I call them, the lowlife monkeys throwing shit at the wall hoping one piece of turd will stick so they can prevent Trump from running. Because I guarantee you, if they have the election, Trump is in it, and he runs, and he doesn't by chance win, I'm almost positive that, I don't know if those charges would go away, because he could still run for president again after that if he lost 2024. He could run again in 2028. But if he wins, he can only serve 4 years. But they know in that 4 years, Donald Trump's going to come at them like the Tasmanian devil. He will not back down. I believe that. But so that's what's going on with the Trump indictment and you know, some of the things that could happen. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out and how much more news we are going to get about Biden. And if they do, for the fourth time in a row, indict Trump. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, they've got one more or two, maybe two more indictments waiting for him. One in Georgia. And I think there's one in Michigan, too. So, I mean, they've got their bases covered as far as more Biden information drop that makes them look bad. Throw your indictments out there on Trump, because the media covers that nonstop, and the Biden information gets swept under the doormat. Even though a lot of us know it's still there, it's alive and well. The House committee members know. The House does. And I see these House Democrats and House Senators trying to cover up for the Bidens and make it act like there's nothing there. There's a big problem. Those are people you do not want in office. Why would you want them in office if they have no integrity? If Trump did something wrong, I would expect a good majority of our senators and congressmen to stand up and say, no, we have irrefutable evidence that he did something we've got to do something. And I want the same policies for Joe Biden. If they have the evidence like I've seen, why isn't a good majority of our our politicians standing up and doing the right thing? Because it's all corrupt, ladies and gentlemen. Again, illusions that one side is better for you than the next when they're both doing the same, playing the same game. Just seeing who can play chess the best and retain power. That's basically what you see. And it's sickening to watch because guess who gets hurt in that crossfire? The American people. And the poor American people are really hurt by it because their policies just keep getting worse for them. Like, there's a lot of people that can't even live paycheck to paycheck anymore. And in the richest country in the world, there shouldn't be anybody that can't live at least paycheck to paycheck. So, yeah, that's just my thoughts and my opinion on that matter. So, take it for what it is. This Devin Archer thing too, that testimony, in my opinion too, that was pretty damning against the Bidens. Biden was directly responsible for certain policies, and then his son Hunter would get paid. Like, I mean, look at Burisma in Ukraine, the Ukrainian gas company. So that story broke, and it's actually on live on C-SPAN when this happened, and I don't remember what year it was. They were investigating, a prosecutor was investigating Hunter Biden in Ukraine, and Biden, as the vice president, was assigned that country as foreign ambassador, whatever you want to call it. And they said to him, or Biden said to him, I'm leaving on a plane, and I think it was in 6 hours or something like that. If he's not fired, you're not getting the money. And he admits right in this tape, it circulates, but he says, son of a bitch, they fired him. And he laughed about it and bragged about it, like bragged and admitted your own corruption involving Burisma in the Ukraine. So if you think this Ukraine war is about Russia wanting to take over the world, I guarantee you that this Ukraine has got far more implications to a corrupt United States government and governments worldwide than it has anything to do with about Russia trying to get territory. Look at all of the bioweapons labs that were blown up by Russia and by Putin when that war first started. Those bioweapons labs were not going to just be used on enemies of the Bidens who were financing, Hunter Biden's companies that were financing these. They were going to be used on all of us. Whoever doesn't comply, bam, you get it. So there's a lot more going on there, and you know, I've always said to people, I can lead you like a horse to water, but I can't make you drink. So if you hear something that you have questions about, go research it, and don't take the first thing that you read as gospel. You really got to dig into a lot of this stuff on different search engines before you really start finding the truth. And you're only going to get one article here, one article there, and you're going to find out real quick who tells you the truth and who's the propagandists. So I just want you to understand that. What else do I got? I think I covered all that. And like I said, I'm going to go to different subjects every week. It might not be politics. It might be something that, you know, like a Project Bluebeam. I'll start talking in depth about that for an hour. But I just want to, you know, kind of keep my shows at an hour. We've had 86 shows where we've done them for 2 hours, sometimes even three on Thursday nights. And I just want to get out what I want to get out, the point I wanted to make. If you're interested in listening to it, that's great. If you don't like the topic for that night, I get it. I'm not everybody's cup of tea every night. Sometimes I'm not at all, but take your, you know, pick whatever one you want to listen to, and if you like it, great. But Chris and Daryl, my co-hosts of the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, are going to go out on their own and have a radio show on Wednesday nights, and I got to talk to Chris and Daryl about that, but when they're going to start doing that. I think it's soon. And then eventually Daryl's going to go out on his own. And then, of course, Tuesday nights we have the Constitutionalist with me and Travis Bull Johnson from the Constitutional Republic Party here in Minnesota. And Sunday nights, I believe, Preacher Stephen Myers will start coming on and doing a show so you can hear the Word of God on Sundays. So we'll have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays pretty much booked up every night for you. And pick your poison, pick your topic. Everybody's got something, you know, maybe more interesting to say than I do, or vice versa. And find what program you really like, and maybe you like all five of them, and tune in. So that's what I'm working on right now, and hopefully we can get that going in the near future, all of it, and get Chris and Daryl back on the radio on a regular basis. Those guys, they're great to listen to, too. And it sucks that we can't be on together no more on Thursday nights. It's just too much for me. Like, I just wanted to get on, talk about what I wanted to talk about, things that, excuse me, that I have in my head as far as the news and my points of view and my opinions on it, and get it out, get it off my chest, out of my head. And now I know it's gone. I don't have to sit and dwell on it anymore and think it over a million times, and it just works better for me. So I'm just trying to see. Oh, here's another story I ran across earlier that kind of related to this story tonight about Trump's indictment. So this group, Blacks for Trump, blasts corrupt Jack Smith, Joe Biden, and Obama, accuses trio of treason, calls Jack Smith a punk and ugly sellout. That's the group Blacks for Trump. That's, you know, what I was talking about, it's kind of nice to see the black population standing up and realizing what's happening, and see how they've been lied to through the years by the corrupt establishment politicians. And, you know, the Democratic Party, again, they were the party that always said, oh, we stand up for minorities and we like our black people and blah, 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 blah. And then anytime you said anything about truth, about involving anything, oh, you were a racist. Oh, no, you hate black people. But I didn't even bring black people into the conversation. You did. No, you're a racist. That's what they do. They project and try to make you feel like, you know, there's something wrong with you when you were just speaking the obvious. You know, and that's what I love about having, you know, Chris and Daryl on this network, is because Daryl is a black man, was a police officer. I mean, he gets it. And Chris, he's very diverse also. We all have different traits that will bring or draw different audiences in. And it blows my mind that people are still buying this racism bullshit and still pumping their arms for Black Lives Matter. And maybe I'll get into that next week, is the whole Black Lives Matter movement and the organization. And I'll do a deep dive on that and let you know some of the shit I found out about them. And I think that's what I am going to do next week, because that will blow your mind too. When I read about all this stuff, I'm just like, involving BLM, I'm like, wow, boy, this Democratic strong arm, they have these different groups, Antifa, BLM, and they all work together, and sometimes in a violent fashion, to basically play on people's heartstrings. And I hate to say it, but there's simple-minded individuals out there that they cannot see past what the movement really is. And they don't want to. They don't want to know the history of these groups, who's all involved pushing this shit. Kamala Harris and numerous politicians that incited violence way worse than Trump ever could have, but not a word or a peep is said about them. Hell, they were bailing people out of jail in Minneapolis that were arrested for rioting, violent rioting. The one guy, I believe, went on to murder somebody. That Kamala Harris's group that she was promoting that bailed this guy out. It's sickening. And I don't know. I'll get into that next week, because that I know for a fact there's a lot of ins and outs to that, involving financing, involving all blue, just all sorts of groups. That'll give me, I'll retouch on my knowledge on that, and yeah, I'll dig into that deep next week, and that'll be a pretty interesting show, because there's a lot of information in there. But I guess tonight I think I'm pretty much done. I wanted to just get on here and talk about the Trump indictment, what the good things and the bad things that could happen out of this, and at this time, at this point in the game, it's kind of you wait around and see what happens. Oh, I do see we got a caller that wants to call in. Let's see, 6103. I'll let you come on here and share your thoughts if you want. You're on the air, 6103. What's happening?
Yes, sir. I think you'll take my call.
Ah, absolutely.
Yeah,
what do you got
on
your mind tonight?
Yeah, the thing with Trump is unfortunate. I think he ultimately is going to win the case, but I think big picture-wise, it doesn't really matter. Like, this next election, all of it's going to be irrelevant very soon.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I don't know. It's hard to say at this point, because they're throwing, they're throwing everything at this guy right now. And, unfortunately, there's a lot of people in this, in our population that are just eating the shit right up. And they've hated Trump so bad because of what the media has said to him that, they're cheering this on. And it's sad for our country. I hate to see that. I wouldn't want to see that for Biden either, honestly, if Biden was accused of things that he didn't do. But it's pretty obvious that he did do some of this stuff,
Yeah, but what I meant by that was that even, let's say, Trump were to get elected in 24, ultimately none of this will matter because of where the world's headed. What we know is America, what we know is our freedoms, our individual rights, all that stuff is going to be eliminated. And that's why the elites and the political left, these globalists, that's why they're so bold and so open with their plans and intentions, because they know that they have a checkmate move set up that it's going to shut down any resistance whatsoever. So they're not concerned about what you and I think, what the population thinks.
Yeah, you called into this show before, haven't you?
No, first time.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. But, I think you and I are on the same page. I think we both know that this world is headed in a very dark place, and it's going to happen very, very soon. And this is just all distractions on what they're doing in the background right now, putting everything in place so when they're ready to flip the switch, half the population ain't going to know what the hell just happened. But, the guys like me and you, I think, are going to be, okay, we were warned about this, and, maybe we were put here by God at that point to, calm the population. I don't know if that can be done, because if people are going to just lose their shit, it's sad to watch it, honestly. And the media, I believe, is the culprit for a lot of this, and these elites, by perpetuating this on the people and basically dumbing them down. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I mean, these are plans that have been in the works for a long time, and now it's coming to the end here, and they finally have a system in place that'll make it to where resistance will be completely futile. With the central bank digital currencies, there won't be a resistance because they'll control all the money. Can control what you can buy, what you can do. They can freeze your assets. I mean, what we know today is the political right will be eliminated overnight. It'll just disappear. There won't be what we know as conservatism, all this stuff. It'll be gone. That's why they don't care anymore. If you noticed in the last year and a half, the elites that you see at the World Economic Forum, at Davos, all around these governments, they're not even like hiding their plans anymore. They're just open with it. Unlike what they were 10, 15 years ago, because they realize what's about to happen, so they have no reason to hide anything. And it doesn't even matter what you and I or any conservative person in the world thinks. It's game over. That's it. And so people need to understand that this political thing, it's over. What happens to Trump now is irrelevant. Even if Trump gets elected at 24, he's not even a speed bump at this point. They don't even care. I mean, it doesn't matter. And so what we know as America growing up, it's over. We are literally within the next 10 years. What we know is America, the Constitution, it's done, man. And so people just need to get right with God and focus on what matters. Because country is no longer worth fighting for. There's nothing to fight for. What are you going to fight for? There's nothing.
Well, I'll disagree with you just respectfully. Let me put it that way. Because our freedom, I've always believed, is worth fighting for, and our children's future is always worth fighting for. But the question I have is, how do we preserve that at this point? And I agree with what you said for the most part, because what do we do? How can we save it when they've corrupted the whole frickin' system from top to bottom?
Are you a Christian?
I sure am.
So you know how in the book
yes,
of Revelation
sir.
It talks about the one world government and Antichrist? Essentially, that's where we're
yes.
at. And you remember the
yes,
where it says there that the Antichrist will be given to him to go to war with the saints and to conquer them. And so what you're going to find, I mean, we're just headed to that. It's going to be persecution on the level that basically is going to come down to, are you willing to die for Jesus? That's really what we're headed to here. And a lot of people are gonna jump ship once the persecution is, because people in America, they're not Christians in America have never dealt with that. So mentally, I think Christians should get the mindset of saying what we're headed towards, and this is not some revolutionary war coming. This is we're gonna face persecution, imprisonment, potentially death, and you got to ask yourself, are you willing to go through it for Jesus? Yes or no? That's the question everyone can ask themselves. That's what it's gonna come down to. Most people will say no. There could be a large number of people that come to the Lord in the midst of it, but that's the mindset. Forget the politics. Forget this American patriotism. That is done. Once this one world government comes in, what we know as America will no longer exist. It'll be nothing.
Yeah. No, I guess I agree with you on that aspect of it. One of those things where we have the same opinion and thoughts on it, but just a different avenue of getting there, I guess. And I actually kind of like your idea a little bit better, is just get right with God and read your Bible and understand what's happening in the world today. This is biblical, and it was talked about in the Bible numerous times, and the book of Revelations will blow your mind if you start looking at what's going on around the world right now. So and I agree with you. I appreciate your point of view on that. Do you want to add anything else before I end the show tonight?
No, sir. I appreciate your time. I'm sorry for going on and on, but take care.
No,
God bless.
Absolutely. Yeah, you too. I appreciate you calling, man. Have a good one. God bless you also. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end the first episode. A great caller at the end there. I'm happy to hear people like that. We don't necessarily have to agree 100%, but, you know, for the most part, we do agree. And you had a great point of view, and I have to agree with them. You know, get right with God and read your Bible, and maybe the Almighty will get us through this one way or another. And at the end of the day, you got to look at your eternal life. This is just temporary here on earth. God will do his thing. Anyway, thank you all for joining in and tuning in, and I'll see you next Thursday night. And just keep on checking the Patriot Network out and for different shows popping up on Sundays and Mondays. And I'll be on Tuesday night for The Constitutionalist. And so we start that at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Central Time. And then Wednesdays you'll have Chris and Daryl on. And, yeah, bring in some more entertainment. So, anyway, I hope you all have a great day. And God bless each and every one of you. Well, I end this episode, if I can find how to episode end the episode. It's always a pain in the butt when they've got a different bunch of different things on my screen. All right, have a good night, guys.